Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the Invert. Holla at me, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. If you call in, you might even get to holla at my illustrious co-host out of the great state of Ohio, Miss 100%. Say hi, Miss 100%.
What's cracking, America?
Anyway, and if you want to, and if you do shy to call in, I understand how that goes. Feel free. Dick@smoothdrama.com. You can email me. Once again, email me, Dick@smoothdrama.com. And if you're social networking, hey, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Tag, MySpace, my yearbook, I'm everywhere, you know. So if you want to add me on Facebook, Tag, MySpace, and any other social network, I'm Dick Hugger. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me, I promise I will follow you. Add me, I promise I will add you. Unless you're trying to take over the world before I can, then we may have some issues. Because I'm like Pinky in the Brain. Every night I'm trying to take over the world. I don't know what y'all doing, but that's where I'm at. And before I get started, you know, I want to put it out there, dedicating tonight's show to my dude, my main man, my daddy dearest, my pops. This show goes out to you. Just survived, had successful surgery. And, you know, right now he's recovering. So I'm putting it out there. It's my man. I got his back. He may not hear me, but I know he hears me. So I'm going to spit some venom tonight. And it's in my daddy's name. So if I go too crazy, I'm channeling it through him. It's his fault. And
all right,
you can exercise it later. Speaking of being somebody else's fault, for those of you who don't remember, a while back, sometime last year, the man who was extradited to Florida for writing, publishing, and selling a controversial book, The How to for Pedophiles, he was a he pled no contest and got 2 years probation. Now, for those of you who don't know, the name of his book was The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, A Child Lover's Code of Conduct. So, I guess, you know, you can get 2 years probation for writing How to Ruin Somebody's Life. It's a good thing, I guess. You know, this is one of the issues I don't quite understand how he can only get. And I know they're going to say, well, he didn't necessarily create a crime because he wrote a how-to book, and it would be no different than an episode of Law and Order or a movie where they showed how to make certain illegal objects. But still, the Child Lover's Code of Conduct, and he's teaching about safe sex and avoiding injury to children, grooming and preparing children for sex, and teaching children how to lie to their parents, and also the code of ethics that shows pedophiles how to look for the most vulnerable children. Really? Now, I guess freedom of speech, you know, you're supposed to be have the right to say what's unpopular, but I mean, teaching folks how to pray on somebody, I don't know if I'm necessarily feeling that one. And for him plead no contest and he gets probation, I guess. But then I wonder if I write a book that the government would consider not American enough or insidious. Yeah, something insidious. Would they lock my ass up? Would I get locked up as opposed to just probation like this guy who's writing to hurt people?
You would be locked up all right. They would never hear from you ever again.
Yeah. I
can guarantee that.
Yeah, I think it's odd that he can get away with something like that. And, you know, where's the outroar? You know, I'm looking, where are the people at to try to get at this motherfucker? You know, normally people are jumping and trying to get at people for silly reasons. You know? But this guy writes this book. I'm like, where's the Christian fundamentalists? You know, them folks that be picking it up.
Where's the rally at? Why aren't they rallying around the courthouse and telling him he's going to hell and all this other stuff? You know how they're just angry and, you know, they're just out there in your face. None of that happened.
Right.
God.
That's
what I'm
talking about.
He's Stone Cold saying, I like to molest children and screw up their lives.
And if you like it,
I'm going to teach people how to do it.
Ding, 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 ding. Anyway, you're protesting funerals for homosexual soldiers, but you're not protesting this guy. Where are you at, crazy protesters?
They protest against the abuse of an animal, but they don't put the protest against the abuse of a child, right?
Well, you know, I guess dogs are more important. But I just I ain't got the heart to go into it because that's a long, hard argument that you can never win.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, you ain't got to agree with me.
I just said okay.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
saying
okay is just a way to leave it alone.
Well, you know, every now and again, I run across laws that are started in different places, and it makes me check some other place off my list of places where I may have considered going, but now there's no way in hell I can go there. Let me add Sharp County, Arkansas, to the list of bumfuck places in America that I can never go to. In an effort to discourage crime and, wink, wink, raise funds, the Sharp County Jail in Arkansas now charging for people being incarcerated. So, yeah. Now, remember we talked about this where a guy who was in jail and had saved all his money, they were trying to charge him for the time he was in jail. Well, now they're trying to, you know, you go to jail, you have to pay a fine, and when you get out, you'll get a bill for your stay, and it's called pay for stay. Like jail is the damn Holiday Inn. I'm like, hello. And this, I'm gonna put his name out there. He's like a real life Roscoe Picotrain. County Sheriff Mark Counts got his idea from another cuckoo-ass sheriff, Randolph County Sheriff Gary Tribble. And he thought it was something that would be a great way to bring in revenue. So they're going to charge folks for staying in jail. And the fee per day is charged, and they are given a bill at the end of this thing. They're going to charge.
What about the work that they're doing while they're in there?
They're going to charge $35 a day to stay in jail. And then there's a $350 cost add to their restitution. And they're saying
they're going to go back to jail? Probably.
And what they're saying is this is going to pay for the increased cost in food and medical expenses. And he admits, yeah, it's going to be tough to collect from some people. But they're saying that if you have somebody that owes, you can go after their income tax after they get it filed with the state.
Let's keep it real. Let's think about this. Let's take it step by step real quick.
Let's take it.
First of all, most of the people in jail don't work or haven't really worked and getting the income tax return. And if they do, most of them probably owe child support, so the state is going to take it for child support first, so they're not going to get it. And then you can't get blood out of a turnip, so you can charge them this money all you want to, but if they can't pay it, what the only alternative is to lock them up again, because I know how it is other places, but here in Ohio, here in Dayton, if you don't pay your restitution, they can put out a warrant for your arrest and lock you back up. So if that's one of the alternatives to lock you back up, then really to me, I see it as a way just to keep people incarcerated, to keep them continually working for the state working for the state on free labor or cheap labor.
Right. Well, we talk about, it keeps saying introduction to the matrix. You think about it. I was out robbing and stealing because I didn't have any money. I get locked up for robbing and stealing because I didn't have any money. You're going to, not only am I going to pay my time in jail, but then I have to pay for my time in jail. And if I can't pay my time in jail, you're going to take my income tax, which I won't, as you illustriously stated, won't be getting anyway because I didn't have a job in the first place to go for income tax. And I'm going to be in debt. I'm ruining my credit. I'm basically, it's done. It's over with. Sharp County, Arkansas. I'm never going there. I drove through Arkansas once in a cross-country drive, and I didn't see anything there that was worth saying I should drive through there again. And now for sure, hell no.
Hell no.
I mean, because now if we look at it, they can arrest you. And even if you don't get charged with anything, your time in jail, they can add that onto it also because you were there.
Right. Just because you were there, even if it's one night.
Right. So that's $35.
Plus whatever fees, because they're going to charge you for food and all that other stuff if they feed you. So that's just crazy.
I mean, so if you're somebody who's in there for 10 days, do you go on a hunger strike? So you don't get, so instead of 35, you get charged like 15. Like I didn't eat no food. I just drank. Just saying that maybe could help a little bit with the price. I don't know. Maybe it could be something where you can like negotiate the prices since you're paying. Maybe you can like get like a price list, like, okay, food for these days is like $20, whatever. a day, and you say, well, you know what? I'll just take the crackers. I'm just, you know, maybe. It's a chance. I don't know.
You are really creative with that. I just wanted to let you know that was very creative.
Well, I was thinking like Chris Rock did, and I'm gonna get you sucker. You know, instead of the soda, how much can I get for it in my hand? Instead of
that's a lot of money.
Anyway. I'm talking about haters real quick. I want to talk about golf. I already hate
golf.
I don't understand how golf, there's a golf channel. I don't understand how people can watch that shit on TV, because golf is basically what? He's about to hit. Everybody's quiet. I don't get it. Well, there was a golfer, Ricky Fowler, who, because he had his hat flipped around backwards, they were like, hey, you need to turn your hat around. And he declined, so he wanted the people to see his face. And then he was asked, could you please turn your hat around? And everybody got on him because he had his hat backwards, you know, because it's the so-called tradition of golf. Now, I've stated my dislike for golf, and it's not because I wouldn't mind playing golf. I play miniature golf. I'm really good at miniature golf. You know, I can hit it off the side through the turtle and come out the turtle's ass into the hole. I'm good at that. But this whole there's certain standards to golf. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I think the sport sucks, one, because you can't talk shit. I can't play any sport that you can't talk shit. I'm sorry. if I got to be quiet at it, I can't do it. There ain't nothing that if I'm playing spades, I'm talking shit. If I'm playing Scrabble, I'm talking shit. It don't matter. I'm talking. You gon'
right.
And it ain't nothing malicious, even though it is. I'm just trying to mess with you. And plus, to add a little to the game, that's how we talk. We go for it.
The point of competition is to get inside your opponent's head to make them lose.
Right. But see, golfers, golf as an institution is so soft and pussy, they be quiet. I don't get that. You know, you can't cheer or nothing. So
it's ridiculous.
So the people who was telling Ricky Fowler over at Augusta he got to turn his hat around because it ain't fitting tradition, let me just say, fuck your tradition. Y'all tradition, the Masters, all that, y'all can kiss my ass and suck my Uncle Larry's dick.
Well, the thing that I really just got pissed off about, the whole Tiger Woods thing, I don't give a shit if he fucked half of America. I really don't. I don't understand with him getting laid whenever he felt like it had to do with the game of golf. It really didn't. I mean, just think of how much shit these other people are doing. They may not be getting caught doing it, but they're still doing it. So to bash him, oh, my God, I can't believe he's such a womanizer. I can't believe he committed adultery. Shit. When the president committed adultery, and he didn't get that much flack behind it like Tiger Woods did, so what's the point?
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Yeah, he almost got impeached because, you know, you can't get hit in the White House.
Yeah, well, they talked about it for a little while, but they still talking about Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
They didn't stop talking about Clinton. Everybody was like, oh, Bill Clinton, he a pimp. You know what I'm saying? But Tiger Woods get a lot of ass, and I was saying, oh, my God, he's so wrong. What?
Well.
That made no sense.
Well, I'm sure they're regretting that they ruined Tiger, because now the golf channel, I'm sure the ratings, and why there's still a golf channel, I don't know, but I'm sure ratings are terrible. And I don't care if the golf channel dies a long, hard death. And on that note, we go take our first break. This is Father's Day. Method Man, Red Man.
I want to deal with a bigger episode. The streets. It's coming down hard. We've got to get our shit together. We always have music. Eating up the game like it was never going to run dry. That ain't no business. No other game is run so disorganized. Look around you. Every hood that's taking care of business is together, dig it.
I couldn't spend my life running away. For what it's worth, how much dirt can I get done in a day? I got a clip in the AK,
a blunt in the tray.
I'm a beast,
fuck the police.
In WA, y'all play this game that the hustlers play. And if you're dressed in the metrosexual way, then motherfucker, you gay. Y'all can sing the drama for K-Slay. Like who's fucking my chick, or writing books about sucking my dick. Now I don't give a fuck what they say. Cause once I put on my cool, they see my life and wanna put on my shoes. Top of the world, ma, look at you, dude. I dig a chick with an attitude, but I don't let her cook up my food. It's like these young niggas hugging the strip. Who got the power to move bricks and buildings? Never loving a bitch, slipping with game. Y'all can guzzle a sip. Ain't nothing changed. My niggas is off the chain, and we don't muzzle the pit.
Pick up my pen, I begin my flow. I close my eyes and write rhymes in a blackout mode. My Uzi, way over a ton, CD plays over. I do my crime with baking soda with no odor. Pull out like boat motor strings. Scratch your shoulder wing, death squad Dakota ring, psychopath bordering. My dog shitting on your lawn while you watering. Pay the fine, order him to shit on your lawn again. B-O-C, get it, C-O-D, my hood, P-O-P, nigga, N-J-D, baby. Jersey State of Mind, Method Man, lock him in. Y'all niggas give a fuck, punk, we the opposite. I hear you gossiping cause we on. Just because I rock don't mean I'm made of stone. My bones are sturdy. I wake up to get it early when I bully the street. My code D is Keith Murray in a hurry. Back down, a boy roll with it. This how it sound when them boys is transmitted. Bricks to Staten Island with babies turning to killers. That's why my Cadillac bear more arms than caterpillars. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Method Man, Red Man, Father's Day. Of course, me giving a shout out to my daddy, all show. You better pop. I'll see you tomorrow. Anyway, I know by now most of y'all have heard about the government shutdown and what it would mean for everybody. And I always find it funny that when you start talking about the government shutdown and they start talking about, oh, we're holding the line because we're doing this for the people, blah, 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 blah. They never think about what they're doing as far as the ordinary guy. Now, you know, there are some folks like military personnel. If the government shuts down, they don't get their checks. Now, you know, we always hear, oh, we support the troops, whatnot, but they won't get their money. Now, I know a lot of people think, and it was kind of funny because as someone who grew up, father was in the Navy. People think that people in the military make an inordinate amount of money, or that we were rich, which is far from the truth. So, I mean, it's like Star Trek, light years away from the truth. People in the military are not making a grip of money. Please believe that. And so when you start talking about Congress shutting down and the paychecks could be delayed, but somehow the only paychecks that are delayed are the paychecks that are delayed for the people who really need them, not for those. I mean, these individuals in government, they get paid. But somehow, I'm a state government worker. Oh, well, there'll be furlough days, no biggie. Or, well, you know, we'll guarantee you back pay. Man, you can kiss my ass with that back pay. Back pay don't mean nothing to me. You gonna tell the landlord whatnot or the cardinal people, hey, well, you know what? The government shut down. So because they late with my money, I'm going to be late with your money. Is that cool? Probably not. I don't think there's any landlord, car note, bill collector in America that's going to be like, well, you know what? I understand. Because the government has shut down and they're not paying you, I'm going to wait for you in good faith to give me my money. Can you imagine that conversation? Ever hearing it in real life? Probably not. That's the point. So when these dudes talking about shutting down, I'm like, there should be a mechanism where you can impeach everybody who can't do their damn job. It's not like they come to work 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. Half of them don't even, well, I'm not even going to say half. I'll say more than 80, 90% of their asses don't even look at half the bills that go across. They got somebody's like, okay, how big is the envelope? Oh, yay big? All right, cool. I vote yay. No money for that one? I abstain the vote. I got some prostitutes to hang out with.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
Hey, you knocked that one out the park. I kind of like that.
You know, that's what happens. That's what happens. You always hear about the scandals. You know, the guys that's voting against something, he's always saying if he's anti-gay, that means that he's got a gay lover somewhere, or he's tapping on the bathroom floor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, I'm going to knife for it. Go ahead.
Okay.
I agree with everything you're saying. And about the conversation with the bill collector, I can imagine it goes a little something like, I can totally appreciate what you're dealing with or what you're going through. However, if I don't have my money by next week, you and your family gonna have to pack up and get the hell up out of here. That's how it's gonna go.
Pretty much.
I asked a question about this whole thing. It was said years ago that no country has ever been able to be a democratic country, or that no democracy has ever lasted more than 200 years. So in history. So I ask, is this the end of democracy? Is that what we're looking at? Is this the beginning of the end? Is this how it happened?
I don't think we've ever really had democracy. If we looking at it, you talking about democracy lasts for 200 years, has there ever been democracy anywhere in any civilization, really? Nobody voted for Pharaoh. Nobody voted for the Greek council. Nobody voted for the Roman council. The people didn't vote for that. They voted among themselves. I mean, you look at the early parts of this country. The people who wrote the Constitution, they didn't consult the people. They even put in the Electoral College where they voted in the person because they didn't trust the popular vote. So democracy, as it's called, no.
Uh-huh.
I don't see that.
I'm saying yes, they call it because we all know that it's not. But I'm saying as the way that they call it, the way that they want to paint the picture. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
they want to paint the picture to be this, but it's not. But so I'm saying, you know, what's next? Like, because this is ridiculous.
Well, if we're talking about civilizations, yeah, civilizations, they come and go. I mean, nobody thought that the Egyptians would fall. I'm sure the Babylonians never thought. The Persians never thought. The Greeks never thought. The Romans never thought.
Yeah.
None of them ever thought that they would fall. But they did. And, you know, you remember in history, Spain, the French, then the sun never sets on the English Empire. I don't think any kids would think of the English Empire as the empire that would not be set on. They're like, they don't even know where England is. So, I mean, and to think that America would not fall also. I mean, come on. History says that the exact opposite, that every empire has its day and, you know, somebody else's time.
Yeah.
Speaking of somebody else's time, somebody else's money, Paul Ryan, Washington Senator, has a Medicare overhaul proposal. Unfortunately, his Medicare overhaul would kill everybody under 55. He has the thing where everybody under 55 would be forced to pay into a separate program in which they get a subsidy toward buying private health insurance while exempting more than a third of adults from doing the same. I'm like, wow. We would not be able to get Medicare. I mean, not that we can get it now, because you just can't. But in the future, you won't be able to get Medicare. You would be paying money so that you can get a subsidy toward buying private health insurance. Now, one of our bloggers correctly asked, what about all the money already paid in? I believe the correct term would be SOL.
The money that's already been paid in is actually going for people that's on it now.
Right.
So the money that you actually work for, that you, when you work and you pay in your Social Security and all of that, they give the misconception that that's going to be basically like put up for you for later when it's your time, but that's not true. The money that you're paying in is going for the people that's on it now.
Right.
And they talked about this a long time ago, back when I was like 14 in school, they were saying
when you was in school with Fred and Betty Rubble?
Shut up.
Okay.
No. So they talked about this very thing a long time ago, that that something like this would happen in the future.
Well, but we know that it's not going to be there. I mean, I'm confident that it's not going to be there. I understand that. I just think that it's funny that not only are they're taking the money that they've already paid in and that's going to be gone. And I'll be forced to pay for a subsidy to get something else down the line. I want a subsidy. I don't want to pay for nothing else down the line. I've been paying in. I expect to cash in on what I paid in and get out of it what I put in. That's what taxation with representation is supposed to be about, because when they take that Medicare out, that is a tax. You know, if I can't get or recoup on my money, that is, in effect, taxation without representation. I mean, because we talk about Medicare, they're also talking about getting rid of Social Security. That's along the same lines. You know, they've been talking that private investing so that, you know, you can get more bang for your buck, but it's not guaranteed. Because then you'd be putting your money in the hands of those people that we just bailed out because they didn't know what the hell they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I really want to pay them twice. I mean, because we paid them for fucking up because they supposedly were too big to fail. And I'm like, under the basic tenets of capitalism, hey, if you fail, the next guy underneath you just rises up and fills in the void. There's no such thing under capitalism as too big to fail under the basic tenets of capitalism, as I was made to understand it. You know, hey, your store don't make it, the next store picks up the slack, they get your customers. Sucks to be you.
Oh, right.
I don't understand it, but this guy, Paul Ryan, whoever the hell you are, you can kiss my ass also in your plan that's gonna pay everybody 55 and older the money, but all of us, we're going to lose what we put in, and then we got to pay more to subsidize whoever the hell it is to subsidize going towards some private health insurance plan that is not going to be guaranteed.
That's not going to exist.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I shall pass on that.
Yeah.
Also.
Right.
There's something that I can't pass on. Now,
what would that be?
We talked about Grant Hill. And the whole Jalen Rose Fab Five, and him calling him an Uncle Tom and whatnot. And I actually had the great fortune to be able to see the Fab Five documentary on ESPN last week.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good, but the end of the day, I thought that, and was correct in my assumption, that he didn't need to add that Uncle Tom in. I mean, you know, the whole Uncle Tom, you don't go there when you don't know a person. I mean, it's one thing when you can point to some actions that somebody was deliberately against his own people. It's another to say because his family is successful that he's Uncle Tom. Now, not trying to go down that route again. We said what we had to say on that. But Grant Hill, after a game against the Chicago Bulls in Chicago, was cursed at and spit at by a so-called fan. And, of course, Grant Hill took off after him. And, of course, he cussed at him, spit, and then ran. And, you know, of course, Grant Hill was like, I'm not going to let nobody spit at me. And I'm going to make the assumption that because people are saying that Grant Hill is soft / Uncle Tom, that people think they can get at him. that they can disrespect him on all levels. I mean, because when you spit at somebody, I mean, because it's one thing, fans go home, you can scream, holler, you suck, blah, blah. That's cool. I get that. And, I mean, trash talking, you can talk about, oh, you can't go left. I mean, in basketball, it's one of those, I love talking trash. You know, there are two kind of players. There's the ones who are stupid and you can get in their head. And the ones who, if you talk trash to me, I'm trying to bust your ass. I'm trying to bust your team's ass.
Right.
You know, and that's it.
That's a spit?
Yeah, but when you spit at somebody, or like what happened with my squad, Indiana Pacers, when Ron Artest had the beer thrown on him, that's taking it too far. Now, obviously, he should not have went to the stands and just start hitting people. But at the same time, there's only so far that you need to go. I mean, you're saying that these athletes don't deserve the respect.
As human beings.
Yeah. Because there's nowhere where you can go, except for in these arenas, where you can cuss somebody out and spit at them, throw drinks at them, and not expect to get your ass whooped.
Right.
You know, it don't happen anywhere except for at these sporting events, because you got these punk bitch ass fans, so-called fans, because I don't know what, because you ain't real, you're a sucker punk ass. If you can spit and try to disrespect somebody as a person because, oh, they play for another team. You know?
And then you go run with your tail in between the legs after you do it. If you're the man enough to spit at somebody, you better damn well be man enough to stand up there and take the ass whooping that's coming after you, or either hand out an ass whooping.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. People like that, they ain't handing out nothing. You know, I mean, he's a piece of shit. You know, people like that. Another case in point, there was a Los Angeles Dodgers against the San Francisco Giants. There was a guy from the Bay Area went to Los Angeles, and he got attacked, and he's in intensive care right now because he was beat half to death because he was a San Francisco Giants fan. And
are you
serious? Yeah. And you know, it's where I say that, you know, as a society, you know, it's a society of punk motherfuckers. There's a guy who just, he likes his team. You know, you don't like his team, boo. Boo them. Boo all you want. Your team sucks. You can talk like that. But when you got to attack folks, you know, using your beer muscles, I got no respect for you whatsoever. And it's always a group with little testicled men, I'm going to say it, who have little testicles. Very, very little testicles, and your penis is probably smaller than your testicles.
Even with another incident along those lines that I thought to be just absurd was the whole LeBron James thing. I can understand how people might feel, okay, well, he's leaving, you know, to go to another team, but burning the jersey in the streets and all of this, you know, damn near rioting and all of that stuff over it, that's ridiculous. What is the point in going that far because of one person? You have to realize that he's a man, and he's a career athlete, first of all, first and foremost. And regardless of if he was here or wherever he's going, this is his career, and he has to make the best move that's for, you know, the move that's for him. So what is the point in burning the jersey? It's not like that team, you know, can't survive without him.
Well, obviously, if you looked at their record this year, they couldn't.
It was bullshit before they got him. They were bullshit with him, and they still bullshit.
Right. Well, the point is like I was saying before, you know, these folks hypocritical because if somebody offered them $2 more an hour, they out. But he's supposed to be loyal to their team. No. And that's why I said they have everybody that did that and thought about doing that, they have little itty bitty penises. And if you were a female and you did it, your booty stinks.
You got the nasty woman disease. No, let's stop. You okay?
No. We don't go on our next commercial break. This is Kali Redemption. Yeah.
It's on some real shit right here. You ain't feeling this, you can fast forward whatever the fuck you wanna do. Shit's not for you. Shit's for me. For me. When I was young, I had a Superman, but not Clark Kent. You was my brother, I wanted to be just like him. You was my idol, so I always did shit to impress. Drinking wine, cooler sitting in with him and his friends. Caught him deep on M, I was down for mine too. 12 years old and loved when I would chill with his crew. Probably bothered him a grip, try my best to keep it cool. Kicking it with dudes anywhere from 18 to 22. And even older, so I grew up kinda fast. Asshole in school, cause I knew my brother was sad. Since my ninth grade class, I developed similar looks. Intelligent just the same, but never hitting the books. Didn't fight as much as needed, guess I didn't have the trouble. When I got heated, Polynesians were ready to rumble. Used to get weeded and frosty, try to keep me away. Then we blaze to get high, I reminisce on those days. I used to be comfortable knowing that my God had a plan. Till he took away my best friend. There was a time when I walked without direction. Until I met redemption, now I've got to move the pen in my hand. I used to have faith in my religion, thinking God had a plan. Till he took away my best friend. There was a time when I walked without direction. Until I met redemption, now I've got to move the pen in my hand. Kinda funny how it's cool, I almost threw in a towel. Would've settled for the same shit, you regret it, but now I'm hella happy that you did what you did. You were the only one believing that I'd finish it out. Even Dad had doubts, I don't know what Mom thought. But stayed away from any negativity people brought. Two-faced friends who kissed me when I got locked up. A homeboy hitting a pipe who would stay rocked up. I learned a lot from you, Rainette and Lorraine. I'm not to be in a gang, and how there isn't many friends in this game. How the weed and ecstasy numbs pain. Chilling with you's the only reason why I ain't insane. I ain't playing. I don't believe what happened to you had a mean, and we were barely getting tight when you got in that fight. Now my love for God is like you breathing. Still be playing at night. I lost faith when you walked to the light. I used to be comfortable knowing that my God had a plan. Till he took away my best friend. There was a time when I walked without direction. Until I met redemption, now I've got to move the pen in my hand. I used to have faith in my religion, thinking God had a plan. Till he took away my best friend. There was a time when I walked without direction. Until I met redemption, now I've got to move the pen in my hand. I'm way past reasoning and making deals. I stopped. I show my love to you through hip hop. You are the reason why I do what I do. On my shoulders is the pride of our family, and I get the strength and power from you. Homie, I can still spit to your spirit. Figure I'ma make so much noise, God in the heavens will hear it. Every bit of my success or any chances I get, I would trade it an instant to talk to you for a sec. Crazy how you left us with a replacement. How the morning of your wake, our sister had a kid. You ain't have to say she wasn't pregnant till you left us. You left us with a present cause you loved us. And so I hope you watch it from above us. See you in my dreams with a bottle full of soccer and gin. And some stories about the places I've been. Of course I can still surprise the sack. And we can just kick back in the garage while I'm kicking some raps. I used to be comfortable knowing that my God had a plan. Till he took away my best friend. There was a time when I walked without direction. Until I met redemption, now I've got to move the pen in my hand. I used to have faith in my religion, thinking God had a plan. Till he took away my best friend. There was a time when I walked without direction. Until I met redemption, now I've got to move the pen in my hand. Said it wasn't for nobody else, man. Just for me, just for you. On a real though, just for everybody. You ain't gotta know him to know what I'm talking about. Feel what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my main man, Collie. Redemption. Speaking of redemption, oh my goodness. Allen Iverson. The so-called answer. The answer to the question that I would have. Who was one of the most selfish ball hogs ever to play in the NBA? Allen Iverson. So that was my answer, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a ball hog, and every team he went to, if he couldn't shoot all the shots, he couldn't get along with nobody else. But that's just me. I'm not here to talk about his basketball talents. It's just so funny that defending one athlete, Grant Hill, and, you know, his manhood, and we talk about athletes and how their manhood should be respected, then you have another athlete who comes along and perpetuates that stereotype that shows that they don't quite get it and they don't deserve respect. Case in point, Allen Iverson, after being pulled over by the cops, and, you know, that happened. It's one of them things that, you know, unfortunately, as a black man, I kind of expect it every now and again to pay my black tax, and I'm going to get pulled over. I just make sure I have my paperwork, and I sit with my hands on the steering wheel, so that way, if there's no mistake, I'm not reaching for nothing out of the ordinary. Please don't shoot me, Mr. Officer. That's, you know, that's my thoughts and words, and that's what I have in my eyes. I have the puppy dog eye look when the police come up. Hello, Mr. Officer. How are you doing today? Please don't shoot me. Please. Anyway. He pulled over, and they come to find out that he had a few traffic violations. And he's like, well, go ahead, take the vehicle. I have 10 more. And went about the whole, do you know who I am? You know, I was trying to get to dinner. Do you know who I am? It's like, really, dog?
I think you're
right. It's like, come on now. Whether you got $10 million or you got $10 in your pocket, it don't matter. I just start off by saying that I understand that every now and again I'm gonna be pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just have the please don't shoot me puppy eyes going. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get through it.
Wow.
You get through.
Please don't shoot me, puppy eyes.
Hey, you gotta have them. You know that whole I'm hard. Hey, police don't respect that because you're not. Police don't care. You know how down you are and how much money you got, how many cars you got. I mean that make them pull you over even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and for folks who are like, yeah, fuck the police, I agree, fuck the police. But at the same time, when he pulled me over, I'm not saying fuck the police. At least not out loud. I may be saying,
right.
I'm saying it in my head while I'm giving him the please don't shoot me with my puppy eyes look. It's one of those things. It makes me not understand, but at the same time, I do understand because that's, you know, that's how some folks are, that whole keeping it real, but not understanding what reality truly be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, speaking of what reality truly be, as always, I want to talk about people that are actually doing something positive and trying to make a difference in understanding that if there's a void, instead of begging and petitioning somebody to do it, they just step up and do it themselves. Idris Elba, about to open up.
I love him.
Yeah, about to open up a health care clinic in Sierra Leone to provide support for sick family in his father's homeland.
Wow.
You know, and this is one of those things where health clinics are very important in the motherland. I mean, the greatest thing, I mean, the greatest athlete to me to this day, everybody says Muhammad Ali. I say no. He's not even close. Number one athlete to me all time will forever be Dikembe Mutombo, formerly of the Denver Nuggets, formerly of the Houston Rockets, Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers. The teams that he played for are irrelevant. The man built a hospital, you know, out of his own money and money that he cobbled together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you see a need, and you if you don't have all the resources, he puts them together, and this is what Idris Elba is doing, and I think it's one of the greatest things to do. When you can look out and do something unselfish that's going to help and benefit the generations to come, I think there's nothing bigger than that. Selfish, unselfish.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not fronting on the mic, talking about, do you know who I am? You know. he's putting it out there. I'm here to help folks. And this is not to say, I'm sure Allen Iverson has donated some money to some charities, whatnot. I'm sure. But, you know.
You can't let your good be evil spoken of, though.
Right.
You can't do a good thing and then turn around and do five bad things and think because you did one good thing that, you know, it's a path to do anything that you want.
Yeah. And this is why I like to talk about the positivity. And people
okay.
do something. And as so I say, the Dikembe Mutombo, the Idris Elbas of the world, those to me are heroes. Those are people that I look up to as doing something because they're doing something to help folks so that they can be healthy and one less worry off of them.
Yes.
Which is very important. Healthcare is very,
yeah.
very important.
Yeah. You are absolutely right.
And on that note, man, time flies when we're having fun. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are.
You are more than welcome.
I want to thank all my listeners, my bloggers, for coming in and chatting with me and giving me such a great info to speak me on, spur me on, and. Like I said, this is a shout out to my pops. You know, get better, get stronger. I'm putting it out there in the air. I'm sending it to you, and I will be with you tomorrow. On that note, Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama, we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.